Headline News on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Munir Zulu sentenced, the Lusaka Magistrate Court has convicted and sentenced former Lumezi Member of Parliament Munir Zulu to 18 months imprisonment with hard labor and fined him 8,000 kwacha on one count of uttering seditious words in September of 2023, contrary to Section 57 of the Penal Code. On Wednesday, Lusaka Magistrate Trevor Kasanda found Mr. Zulu guilty and ruled that his remarks had a seditious motive and what he said had capacity to raise discontent among Zambians, especially that he was a lawmaker. In passing the sentence, Magistrate Kasanda ruled that MPs must ensure their statements do not lead to any discontent and that the offence is prevalent in Zambia, hence the need to deter would-be offenders. Allegations are that on the 6th of September 2023, Mr. Zulu uttered seditious words claiming President Hakainde Hichilema was going to dissolve Parliament on Friday the 8th of September 2023 after addressing Parliament and that he was going to call for early elections. Meanwhile, Mr. Zulu's lawyer Boniface Chiwala says they will appeal against the conviction and sentence on the basis of both being flawed and not guided by the law.
We are appealing against both conviction and sentence. First of all, the charge itself was defective. My client was charged under Section 57(1)(b), which only contains the actus reus. In criminal law, for an offence to succeed, it should have both the actus reus and the mens rea. Now, if you charge someone under Section 57 alone, then that becomes defective because that section is supposed to be read with Section 50. The second ground of appeal is that the first offender is supposed to be given a fine unless there are aggravating circumstances which would render the fine inappropriate. So, just in making out sentence, indicated that the offense of seditious practices has become prevalent in Zambia. There must be statistics to show the prevalence.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has expressed concern over the persistently narrow tax base in the country, which remains heavily reliant on the mining sector. Speaking during the 2025 tax sensitization workshop for non-state actors in Lusaka this morning, ZRA Commissioner General Dingani Banda says it is disheartening that only 983 taxpayers, representing a mere 0.2% of the 457,494 active taxpayer population, contributes 80% of the gross revenue. Mr. Banda explains that low compliance has caused the tax to gross domestic product GDP ratio over the last 10 years to stagnate at levels averaging 17.2%, despite government's desire to raise the tax to GDP ratio to over 21% in the medium term. He says addressing challenges in domestic resource mobilization is crucial for achieving the revenue target of 156 billion kwacha for the year 2025, adding that broadening the country's tax base and improving compliance would ensure a more equitable and sustainable revenue system that supports the nation's growth and development.
In 2024, tax compliance measured by the timely filing of tax returns averaged only 42%, and the tax base remains narrow, largely dependent on the mining and wholesale and retail sectors. It is therefore disheartening to learn and indicate to you that in 2024, only 983 taxpayers, representing 0.2% of the 475,494,000 active taxpayer population, contributed 80% of the gross revenue.
Patriotic Front PF Eastern Province Chairman and Member of the Central Committee Joseph Makukula has expressed delight and appreciation to Matero lawmaker Miles Sampa for the decision to give up his PF faction presidency in a bid to unite the party. Mr. Makukula has described the decision taken by Mr. Sampa as courageous, considering the political challenges the country is going through. He has emphasized the need to embrace one another, saying this would have been the wish of the founding father of the party, the late Michael Chilufya Sata. Mr. Makukula has since encouraged Mr. Sampa to work closer with party president Edgar Lungu, the secretary general, and the party leadership to promote unity. But Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga has insisted that he is the legitimate party president and described the Mal Samba endorsements of Edgar Lungu for 2026 as comedy. Addressing the media this morning, Mr. Chavinga says the move by Mr. Samba is a joke, as the party has failed to reconcile and stand for the desires of the country's citizens.
Some individuals have presently claimed that the party's leadership has been handed over to the former president, Mr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, in preparation for 2026 general election. How do you hand over the party who is not eligible to stand as president, to stand on any election in this country? I am in charge of the PM. The records are very straight. None of those people that were there will be found. Now the Zambian people have to judge. The people are claiming that they want to come back and take over power of this nation with impunity and the acts of criminality.
The Zambian Contractors Advisory Center has applauded government's initiative to boost local contractor capacity and has called for transparency and inclusive implementation. Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Permanent Secretary Professor Danny Malama recently announced an initiative in collaboration with the National Council for Construction, NCC, to address long-standing challenges faced by Zambian contractors by identifying and supporting contractors that meet specific criteria. Advisory Chief Executive Officer Nsofwa Mwamba has proposed a system where contractors with valid contractual orders or invoices would automatically qualify for support, saying this would create a level playing field and encourage contractors to seek out jobs while contributing positively to national development. Mr. Mwamba has emphasized that government funds under this initiative should remain under direct state control, while a technical committee including engineers, accountants, quantity surveyors and legal professionals should be tasked to vet applicants, verify the legitimacy and feasibility of orders, and ensure financial and operational viability. He has also noted the potential of the initiative to contribute to economic stability by enabling qualified Zambian contractors to participate in foreign tenders, thereby earning foreign exchange.
As a center, we are glad that the government is aware that contractors have got challenges in these areas stipulated above. We would like to state that lack of finances for contractors contributes to short works, as we always endeavor to do a lot of works with minute resources, hence compromising in quality of work. Now, with the availability of these resources, we will soon stop seeing unquality works going forward in line with our End Short Work Campaign 2025. Our initial objective is to embrace every Zambian contractor.
In global news, activists who were planning to sail an aid ship to Gaza say it was struck by drones in international waters off the coast of Malta, appearing to accuse Israel of being behind the attack. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition said its ship, the Conscience, was targeted at 23 minutes past midnight local time on Friday and issued an SOS signal right after the attack. The group said it had planned to sail to Gaza and challenge Israel's illegal siege and blockade there. We monitored the BBC for this and other global news stories.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says humanitarian work in Gaza is on the verge of total collapse 2 months after Israel imposed a blockade on aid supplies entering the territory. There are warnings mass starvation may be imminent. Meanwhile, people on board a boat carrying aid for Gaza say it's been attacked by Israeli drones in international waters off Malta. Israel has carried out a strike near the presidential palace in the Syrian capital, Damascus. It says it's acting in defense of the Druze minority. The Israeli prime minister insists his country will not let Syrian Sunni forces be sent into Druze areas. The US has ended its tax exemption for low-value packages shipped from China. They'll now incur a 120% charge as part of Washington's trade war with Beijing.
You're listening to the Lunchtime News on Phoenix FM. We have business news after the break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and Wanzi.
And now the business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
Former Kitwe District Chamber of Commerce President Emmanuel Mbambiko says Zambia needs to prioritize investments in transmission lines as the country diversifies its energy mix and expands power generation.